With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland General Assembly session opens today in Annapolis. Last year, state lawmakers, in the face of a tidal wave of anti-environmental actions by the Trump administration, stood against the tide and passed one of the strongest state environmental laws in America, a ban on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. Although states' rights is not usually a war cry of Democratic lawmakers, the times are changing. A growing number of blue states, including Maryland and California, are taking action on problems like climate change that are being ignored or denied at the federal level. State Delegate Kumar Barve, a Democrat from Montgomery County, is chairman of the House Environmental Matters Committee. He said his top priority this spring will be rallying state lawmakers to counter the Trump administration's recent decision to allow offshore oil drilling along the Maryland coast and at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay.
Do you remember the Exxon Valdez? Do you remember the BP offshore spill? I mean, these are issues that when a mistake happens, it's a catastrophic mistake and an expensive mistake. And I don't want to undo decades of work to clean up the Chesapeake Bay because one guy didn't throw a switch in the right direction.
This might turn out to be a bipartisan effort against offshore drilling because Republican Governor Larry Hogan has also come out against Trump's proposal, as have the Republican governors of New Jersey, South Carolina, and Florida. Another proposal being debated this winter in Maryland is a bill that would require power companies to buy 50% of their electricity from clean sources like solar and wind by 2030. That's up from the current requirement of 25% by 2020. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
This bill would have an impact of $1.97 a month for the average ratepayer. For $1.97, we could get half our electricity from renewable sources while creating thousands of jobs in the wind and solar market. So I think that's a good bargain.
Eastern Shore lawmakers are expected to introduce bills that would force developers of proposed wind farms east of Ocean City to move the windmills farther out to sea so that condo owners can't see the blinking red lights of turbines at night. Carla Redig is executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters.
We think these are bad bills. They really would devastate the offshore wind industry in Maryland. It would, if we're going to be open for business, we need to be open for this business that will bring renewable clean energy to Maryland. So we would fight any bills that would harm those projects.
A coalition of 300 churches, synagogues, and other religious groups called the Interfaith Partners for the Chesapeake is lobbying for a bill that would require developers who cut down forests of mature trees to replace those trees on a one-to-one basis. Bonnie Sorak is outreach coordinator for the partnership.
When we plant trees, we plant hope. So it's easy to get people of faith behind this sort of effort. So we hope to have them do letter writing campaigns, calling campaigns, go testify in Annapolis, to go to the rally. We'll have rallies and things like that. So we'll be encouraging them to join us in that.
If last year's General Assembly session is any guide, some of these green measures may well pass in Annapolis this year, despite the storm clouds over Washington. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.